I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries.
This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to the publisher of the Sojourner's Truth newspaper. His name is Fletcher Word, the perfect name for someone in the newspaper business.
It is my real name. And having that name, I realized that I had to go into some sort of writing media, so I was forced to do it.
Fletcher has been interested in words his whole life, originally, though, working in more of the business field, until he started writing casually part-time freelancing. Then about 20 years ago, he got the idea to start his own paper.
Well, it was not something that I'd always wanted. I never really thought of doing my own publication until it was suggested to me. But I could rapidly see that it was something that was needed. And given how long we've been around now, I would say that assessment was correct, at least.
Fletcher is referencing the very specific aspect of life in Toledo that the Sojourner's Truth newspaper covers.
Well, we basically focus on the African-American community. That makes us different from any other publication in the area. We're weekly. We have been a weekly all these 20 years or so. As I said, our focus is on the community, on the local community, primarily the African-American community, but we touch just about everything that's important to the whole community when it comes to subjects like politics, education, business, and health. So those are the topics that we tend to focus on, and to a certain extent, the arts.
Basically, the community at large. At the time of our interview, Fletcher listed off the topics that were covered in the newspaper.
There's been a whole range of assistance programs that have been announced in this area. One is food assistance, the SNAP program, which was emphasized by organizations such as the Area Office on Aging and Neighborhood Health Association. Shortly after that, the Lucas County Commissioners and the city announced an extension of a rental assistance program that was part of the American Recovery Plan. And then shortly after that, the Minority Business Assistance Center opened new quarters in the Lucas County All Services building on Sylvania. So that was an important announcement for those folks who want to start businesses or need some help in keeping their businesses going.
Through these articles and his connections to the community, Fletcher has been able to watch Toledo grow and change over the course of the past 20 years.
One of the pleasures that I've gotten out of doing this work is being able to get around Toledo and meet a lot of people from Toledo and see a lot of things that have been accomplished. And I've really gotten to love the city a lot because of the work that I do. You know, we've been through some really tough times over the last 20 years. Money has been an issue. Services have been cut. But one of the nice things that we see going on now is that the city is on the rebound. The public education system is doing probably better than it's ever done before. Local colleges are thriving, even though our job situation and overall wealth is not where it should be. I think we're seeing signs that it's improving, so I feel good about that.
The question is, though, how are newspapers doing? It's a frequent comment or even report that radio hears as well, that the form is dying and will one day be obsolete.
Listen, neither radio or newspapers are going to die. The only thing that's going to change is how people get to them. Whether it's that old-fashioned radio sitting next to your desk that you can dial things as opposed to it being on your computer, or whether it's, you know, something you can fold up in your hand, or whether you can get to it on your computer. The media are not going to die. It's the form of transmission that's going to change.
So Fletcher is not too worried for the future. They're looking to expand their website and their presence on Facebook. But as for the newspaper and the articles they publish, they're looking to continue on the tradition that they've started from when they first picked the name of the paper.
You know, we have a name. Our publication has a name. It's the truth. And when we first came up with that name 20 years ago, we realized that we were putting a target on ourselves, that we were saying to people, this is what we are, this is what, you know, this is our title, so we can't be anything less than truthful when we're putting a paper in your hands. And I think that over the years, we have lived up to that. We've not been, you know, our readers have not taken us to task for not printing the truth. In a very short phrase, that's our mantra, the truth.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.